Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're doing the rock and roll alphabet. Our friends at Loudwire did this. They had their list of the best rock bands for every letter in the alphabet.
Okay.
Ours has differed slightly. We agreed. Both AC/DC, both the Beatles. Who is our C?
Creed.
We agreed with them on that. Steve and I, notably. No, I didn't agree.
Oh, I agreed.
Creedence Clearwater Revival should have been that one.
That's who I would have been.
D was who?
The Doors.
The Doors. Over?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
And Dave Matthews.
And a few other bands, obviously.
Disturbed. Yeah. The Eagles were the E.
Yeah, that was kind of a hands-down pick on that one.
F was Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, edging out Foreigner.
Some fussiness over Foreigner and the Foo Fighters.
Oh, we didn't even think of Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, that's so good.
What a mistake.
Yeah, man.
G was Guns N' Roses.
Oh, man, I just thought. We should have. I think I would have picked Genesis for G if I had thought of them at the time.
That's a J.
Yeah.
what did we Guns pick for Roses. H?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Huey Lewis in the News.
The coolest party band of all time.
According to Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Top stuff in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't pick Heart. Yeah. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band.
Yeah, we could have picked Heart.
But who do we pick for I?
Incubus.
No, I thought you guys
I won.
That was Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
I thought Incubus ended up winning out on that one.
I'm not sure. I know I picked INXS, but Journey.
It was a tie between Journey and Jimi Hendrix Experience.
You read about Incubus, actually.
It was Incubus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, the letter K. Who's the best band that starts with a letter K?
The Killers.
Oh, the Killers.
I mean, I think Killers. A lot of people would say Kiss.
I would say Kiss.
But,
Detroit Rock City.
But for me, I'm going the Kinks.
Kelly said that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Kinks, they were really influential. They had several hits.
I do like them.
But was now it, that you said the Killers, I really like their Killers.
Was it Ted Nugent that referred to Kiss as cartoon rock?
Yes.
Yeah, on ever our
since,
show.
Ever since I heard that clip of him saying that, I've never looked
By
at
the
Kiss
way,
the same way
again.
We
were interviewing him because he was opening for Kiss. And so he came on the show and he goes, yeah, they'll come out after me and they'll play their little cartoon rock. God, that is a wild move to take a dump on them while you're on tour with them. But I enjoyed it.
I mean,
they are a clown band.
Yeah. I mean, there's never been a band that's been better at self-promotion than Kiss, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good at that.
But.
And so not Kiss?
I don't think they're the best band.
No.
I mean, I would go with my vote is the Kinks.
I think I have to say the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
Killers, too short of a run.
Yeah.
Not enough longevity yet. Kinks are pretty good. They had Kiss. All right, L.
Led Zeppelin.
No question.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that we should talk about?
Lady Gaga.
Leonard Skinner.
Linkin Park.
Oh.
Lady Gaga is a woman, not a band.
Yep.
These are bands.
The Lady Gaga band.
Linkin Park.
But Linkin Park, Leonard Skinner, definitely. But, I mean, nobody. In terms of innovation and musicianship and everything, I mean, you can't top Zeppelin.
Zeppelin probably makes it if they're anything, any letter, because they're that influential, that big for that long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they're one
They were Bed Zeppelin, then I would still cry for the Beatles.
Yeah, probably. But they're one of those bands, too, that I always part of the reason I loved them is because every one of their songs sounds different.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of bands, they get into a formula and it's like, yeah, I like all their songs, but it sounds like them. Like it's, you know, like basically the same song over and over. But Zeppelin, it's such a weird variety of styles and stuff that I really dig. And I think that's why everybody still likes them.
Can we go back to K for a second? What about Korn? It's not my cup of tea, but people love Korn.
People do.
There are plenty of people.
No, they're the ones
Korn.
That go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I've never liked
Kansas.
great band, but like three hits. Yeah, I mean.
Kings of Leon.
Oh, I love Kings of Leon.
Great band. I'm still sticking with the Kinks, though.
Yeah,
probably.
All right. You really got me alone. But then Lola.
All right, M.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Like, hands down.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
No, Metallica.
Pretty big.
Maisie Star.
I think if we rule out Kiss for being cartoony and that sort of we're rock and roll, like you should probably count Motley Crue in for that.
You think so?
I mean,
they're a glam
hard rock band for sure.
I think Motley Crue is the same level as Kiss as far as cartoony.
Oh, no way.
Wow. See, and I think Metallica's garbage. I'd go for the Moody Blues.
Ooh, good take.
Moody Blues are good. I mean, they're
good at
good
making
band.
Me super bored.
Motorhead.
I mean,
MGMT.
I think I'd go with the Monkees.
The Monkees. Well,
and that was the first wave of the British invasion.
I was going to pick anybody.
Tip of the sword.
Yeah, but the Monkees had all their music.
I don't know how you could pick anyone other than Metallica.
I mean,
honestly.
Well, but, I mean, it's been noted a ton of times by James Hetfield how they wouldn't exist without the Monkees.
It's true.
I thought
that was going to be a real statement.
They're like, hey, when we were in high school, me and Lars, we were in high school, and we just couldn't get enough of Last Train to Clarksville.
Now, who does he say that about, though? It's not the Monkees.
The Monkees. Yeah,
does he say it about Megadeth?
It says about the Kinks.
He says
says it about Megadeth.
I know he didn't say it about Megadeth.
He says it about Maroon 5.
Some beefs. Oh,
yeah, Maroon 5.
They hate
yes.
each other. Yeah.
What about My Chemical Romance?
Oh,
I knew I'd get you there, Malin.
Yeah.
What are we voting?
Marshall
Metallica?
Tucker Band.
Oh, Marshall Tucker Band. Mountain.
I don't know what that is.
Mountain had like one hit, right?
Yeah, that's probably.
Mississippi Queen, right?
Yeah.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
I'm voting Metallica still.
Metallica.
Yeah, it's hard to. It would be hard to pick anybody but Metallica for M's.
What about N? Nine Inch Nails?
Go ahead, Nickelback.
Yeah.
You've been waiting.
I have.
Doesn't that start with a K?
Yeah.
No.
Nickelback.
You almost had me for a second.
You did think.
Nirvana. Nazareth.
Now you're messing with a son of a bitch. That's for sure.
Night Ranger.
Oh. God.
My favorite.
Nelson.
Yes, Matthew and Gunner.
Overlooking Nelson.
Oh,
They had the cleanest looking long hair in the 80s.
They can't live without your love and affection. They can't face another night on their own.
I'm not sure they both can live, period.
Is one of them?
I think so.
I think you're thinking of Milli Vanilli, who we missed during the M's.
Oh, yes. All right, back to N. It's Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, probably.
Who's the runner-up?
Nickelback,
100%.
Oh, God. I mean, honestly,
I mean, much more successful,
longevity,
very successful. Yeah.
They have a movie that just
came
out.
I mean, Nirvana kind of changed the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They did change the game, whether you like them or not.
They killed glam rock.
Yeah, yeah.
They
You have to give them credit for that.
All right. Oh, Oasis.
O-Town.
The Offspring.
O-Town.
Offspring.
Outkast.
Oh, love Outkast.
Yeah.
I love Offspring and Oasis equally. So it's like,
who's
winning?
I like
my
Oasis.
Probably be Oasis.
One direction.
Probably.
I would assume Oasis has made a lot more money and had a lot more hits.
Probably.
I would say it's star power for Oasis. They've been gone forever, and then they announced a tour last year, and they sold it out instantly. I mean, that's
Which, by the
impressive.
Way, have y'all heard that the sets are only going to be like 40 minutes?
Oh, what?
I believe it.
I honestly think they said that they're going to be like 45-minute concerts or an hour-long concerts, and people were pissed.
No way.
I swear.
That can't be.
I swear. I saw that. Let's see. Well, I'll find it later, and we can talk more.
Maybe Who sold more albums? Is that the deciding factor for Oasis and Offspring?
Oasis, by far. Right?
I think Oasis.
Might be Offspring just because they've still been a band. But I don't know.
What Oasis about Oingo Boingo?
Oh,
anybody for Oingo Boingo?
Yeah. Yeah, I take my vote back for Oasis.
What's their song? Party House or something?
Dead Man's Party was an Oingo Boingo song.
The Offspring sold over 40 million albums. Okay. 30 million less than Oasis. So I think
Oasis. Not even close.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's got to be Oasis. I mean, I have a special place for Oingo.
We're making
Boingo,
a lot of progress
we
right
are.
Now. We're all the way to the O. What comes after that? I think it's P.
Oh, Oingo Boingo, of course.
Oh, yeah, Weird Science, yeah.
Danny Elfman, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Elfman was the lead of this band.
Who's Danny Elfman?
He became the composer for like tons of TV shows and movies.
Yeah, like yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Beetlejuice. Really? All the Tim Burton stuff I think he's done.
All right, last one for this segment.
Pink Floyd.
Paramore.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd or Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I'm still going Pink Floyd. Yeah. Hands down, Pixies. I mean. Between Dark Pixies. Side of the Moon and
Waves of
A Brick in the Wall.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah.
I like any band that has an exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't Dark Side of the Moon been in like the top 10 albums sold of all time for 50 years?
It was number one.
Yeah,
it was on
some crazy
that
stat
list
about it.
For 45 years or something like that. Yeah.
Pantera.
Pretty big.
My favorite bread company.
Primus.
I mean,
are they more ska?
Poison, guys.
Oh,
Poison.
Poison's good.
Yeah.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. No, it's Muddle of Pud.
Yeah, they would have on the M's.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
He hates me.
They're mad at us because we didn't say Ozzy for the O. It's bands.
Yeah, we're doing just bands, not individual artists.
We also did not pick Black Sabbath for B. Sabbath.
Yeah.
Which
they were mentioned, though, I think, right?
They were mentioned, but a lot of their influence was the Beatles. No, we picked the Beatles. I'm going
Fish.
Pink Floyd, though.
Yeah.
Fish, yeah. Poison, Pink Floyd, Pantera, Pearl Jam. This is a crowded house.
It is, but still.
Oh, speaking of crowded house, we didn't even talk about them in the C's.
Oh, man, what an opportunity missed.
Or the H's for the time when they briefly toured as House, Crowded.
Yeah. Yeah, House Crowded.
All right, second half of this next.
You mean the fourth quarter of it?
Trying to make it seem better.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.